matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
Morning, Paul. Let's talk about you and Angie. So you guys went pretty recently from what we understand.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I'd call it a romantic weekend getaway.
But she wouldn't?
I'd like to hope she would, but not everyone considers Padre as anything but a party spot, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. So y'all went down to the beach.
Yeah. So, like, my friends have a house down there, and I thought if I played my cards right, I could end up being, you know, a pretty memorable little weekend for both of us.
Were the friends there?
And was this a first date? So, like, first time you'd spend any considerable amount of time, like, alone?
Yeah.
No, on all accounts. I know I contacted a radio show to assist me with my love life, but I promise I'm not like some psycho. Okay, like I can.
All right.
I can make good decisions, and I thought this was one of those good decisions. And long story short, we had seen each other like 7-8 times. Anyway, we've seen a handful of times, and one day we're texting. And she's kind of bummed out that, you know, that she had to miss out on this trip. Her friends were all taken for the week on the 4th. So she didn't get enough of a heads up and she couldn't get out of work.
Okay. All right. So this was like a consolation trip of sorts. How did it play out?
So I'm not going to pretend that like some of the, you know, some of that stuff happened that weekend wasn't on me. Okay. Like I'll own it. Like I'll be real. But for one, I don't watch a lot of news. So I wasn't really up to date on a lot of things.
Those things being.
Yeah. What are you talking
about? Yeah.
Okay. So like, you know, the whole like incoming hurricane thing, Daryl.
Close enough.
I don't know. They always have like a name like Daryl or Dwayne. It's not the biggest deal. Like since the plan was to come back before that hit, and so since then there were those like shark attacks. And
yes.
I mean, I know it's Shark Week, but I didn't find out about those until we were like we were there.
Shoot, they were unrelated to Shark Week. But
there was like one on the 4th, wasn't there?
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't have the full story or whatever. I'm not like a shark doctor, and I'm not sure how it all went down. I just know that 4 people got bit by the same damn shark. She's kind of freaked out by that, and she tells me she's not a big fan of sharks in general. So, like, my idea of having a beach day, it didn't get scrapped entirely, but it was definitely derailed a bit, you know? You could tell she's getting nervous about being there, and like no way in hell she was getting in the water. And I ended up just sort of, you know, it ended up with both of us just kind of sitting around a lot.
Well, that doesn't sound okay. It's not the most exciting thing, but it's not bad.
Not necessarily.
Right?
I have my puppy with me, right? And so, you know, we're playing with him a bit. He loves jumping in and out of the water. And I got him in a few times. And people were giving me all sorts of looks. And I guess they thought I was nuts, but YOLO, you know?
Wow, YOLO indeed. Wow.
That's what I'm just saying the whole time. And I guess, I just got the vibe that she wasn't having the best time. And yeah, between the sharks and the hurricanes, we're like a bad sci-fi movie waiting to happen, you know, like a Sharknado out of nowhere.
And Sharkacane.
The combination.
Sharkacane. And it's not the most relaxing trip, all things considered. Maybe I should have canceled, but I don't know. Like, wouldn't that have been worse? I didn't want to look like a flake. So, you know, what if she thought I made the whole thing up? I don't want to be labeled as a liar or something.
Like
I don't
doesn't
know.
Have a beach house
or
something.
Yeah.
Like what if she thought I was full of crap? And so like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like now I need some help to sort of like break the tension.
Okay. You feel like there was tension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the ride back, kind of, it wasn't like outright hostile, but she didn't talk a lot. And, she didn't talk really at all. I thought she fell asleep for a while, but yeah, I'm thinking that like she just didn't have a really good experience or whatever. And I'd like to fix that if we could.
Well, that is always the hope. We're going to call Angie and try to clean things up here. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Paul took Angie to Padre.
I did a weird weekend. Yeah,
right before a hurricane and right after a shark attack.
Yeah.
To his credit, he said he didn't watch the news.
That's not his. Oh, boy.
It's not his bag. He didn't know. Okay. He didn't know Daryl was a coming. He didn't account for old Daryl.
It's unfortunate.
So Angie did know about these things, and he's thinking she didn't have the best experience. He'd like to turn that around with this free date that we do offer through Second Date Update.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can't convince Angie he's worth another shot.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Angie?
Yeah, this is she.
Angie, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you because you actually got entered to win this date night package that we give away. So it's totally free. And, I mean, you get to pick anything that you want to do, like for a night out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, who put you up to this?
So it is a guy that you've been out with before. And, well, that's important because as part of the deal here, you do have to use the date with him.
I mean, I thought this was going to be like, I don't know, my sister or something like that.
No, hopefully it's way better.
Yeah.
Okay, Angie, it's a guy named Paul. Padre Paul. You went to the beach with
Padre
him,
Paul.
If memory serves.
It sure does, yes.
Okay.
Paul. Yes.
It's Paul. It is Paul. He believes...
it is Paul.
Well, that taking you to shark-infested waters in the path of a hurricane might not have been the best date idea after all.
Yes, bit stress-inducing, to be honest. But this could make up for it, maybe, right?
Well, the timing definitely could have been better. That's for sure.
I'm sorry about that. Look, I really am. I was just, like, really excited to get you out of town and on the trip. I knew you were upset that you know, you couldn't go wherever it was with your friends. And, like, I don't know. I could have checked the weather or Googled or something.
Yes, anything.
Weather. Chance of shark attack.
Hi there.
Yeah. Well, obviously, hi. We had him on the other line. Now that's out of the way.
Oh, my gosh.
He says you didn't seem like you were enjoying yourself very much.
I mean, like, with everything going on, would you have been able to relax? You know, like, going to Padre specifically, that was a surprise. He just told me about a beach house.
Oh.
I mean, I was shocked with how irresponsible he was being, and not just about that stuff. It was everything.
Yeah, no, we know he got in the water. He said he just wanted to live that YOLO life and seems appropriate.
I mean, add that to the list for sure. I would categorize it more like the solo life with the way that he acts.
Oh, nice.
It annoys me to no end when I see irresponsible pet owners. Like, I mean, I love animals. Don't get me wrong. But seeing other people just...
Whoa. What?
Yeah. What was he doing? Can you elaborate?
Yeah. Give us some details.
Okay. Yeah. So we get to the beach. And I don't know if you know this, but there were like shark attacks out there, right?
Yes.
So I'm not exactly like in the mood to be at the beach. Like to begin with, but we were only there for like, I don't know, 5 minutes before he takes Morton's leash off.
Yeah, I wasn't going to undo his leash while we were unpacking the car. What's the problem with that?
It's the fact that you let him off the leash at all. That's so disrespectful, especially when it's a packed weekend like that. It's not a dog beach. And it was July 4th. For crying out loud, there were families, there were kids. It's not like a free pass to let your dog run wild.
Wow. Yeah, but I'm not like a fan of leashes anywhere for Morton. He's a pretty well-trained, okay? Like, I trained him myself. He's good.
Okay.
Oh, that explains it then.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, he's good. He knows his commands. He does. You know, why bring your animal with you? You're just going to keep him restrained the whole time. Like, I could have just kept him at the house. What's the plan?
Are you just going to gloss over the fact that he bit someone at the beach?
No.
What?
Wait, who?
The guy who was throwing the football around and got a little too close, I guess. I don't know. I was so worried about the sharks, but the real threat was actually on land, and it's the perfect reason as to why you leash your animals at the beach.
Don't start with this again. Like I said a million times, that wasn't Morton. The whole thing was blown out of proportion. Clearly, the guy fell on some beach trash or something. That was not
beach trash.
The old beach trash.
You know, beach trash.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just remembered, like, you got really defensive. And when he asked for your info or, like, anything about the dog, you gave him literally nothing and basically ran away from the situation.
I
think the sun and the booze and like the, I don't know, sunscreen or whatever, like affected your memory, but I didn't run away. I told the guy if Morton had bit him, and that's, well, you know, that's like a big if. My dog's got all his shots. He's up to date, you know, nothing to worry about. And that includes the bite. So like no one actually saw anything happen. So, you know,
Except the dude had a massive hole in his leg. Like, what do you mean?
I'm pretty inclined
to believe the version of events that he's saying. It's his leg, or what's left of it, I suppose.
Good Lord.
He was freaking out at the end of it, and I think he was worried about needing a tetanus shot,
right.
That this is not like a no big deal situation. Like, it all points to you being an irresponsible pet owner. Like, at the end of the day, that's it.
Dude, it's a public beach, all right? If I want to bring my dog and let him have fun off leash, there's nothing wrong with that. Newsflash.
It wasn't fun for that guy.
I'm not saying Morton bit anyone, but if he had, right, he could have done it on leash or not on leash. So, like, that's the guy fell on it. Like, he might have been acting funky. Who knows? But, you know, it'd be what he deserved. And frankly, like, really? You know, as the irresponsible pet owner goes, my dog was having an amazing time. So you wanted me to give our info over to some stranger? I'm not, you know what happens in those situations? The dog gets put down. You want Morton to get put down.
No.
Is that true?
No, that does not happen. I mean, maybe it gets reported and you get a warning, maybe a minimal fine, but
It does. I'd never put my dog in danger like that. Like, the guy and his whole family overreacted, and that's what people do when they see a dog that size. It doesn't matter what he did or didn't do. They were like out to get him from the moment that they got there. And I mean, what were they thinking? He had like rabies or something? No.
Yeah, you're irresponsible. You should have given that dude your info. It's the least you could have done after your dog attacked him.
Attacked.
He looked pretty hurt.
Sounds like.
I mean, he was bleeding. He was bleeding on the beach. But if you want to get all defensive and self-righteous and blame the victim, then you go right ahead. I am not going to sign up for one more moment of this. And at the end of the day, Morton is a dog, and you need to remember that and keep him on a leash.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you all for being on the show today.
Thank you.
What a bummer.